Today is Yud Zayin Tammuz. No, not Yud Zayin. Yud Ches Tammuz. Yud Ches Tammuz. Yud Ches Tammuz. Chai Tammuz. We go from Yud Zayin to Chai. Chai Tammuz. June 26th. We are holding in Simen Tov Ayin Hey, Sif Beis, and the Chaber tells us, Im Ein Lo Yirokos Latibul Rishoin Ela Moror. Imagine the situation where a person does not have any other vegetables for his karpas except for moror. We discussed some people use potatoes, some people use celery. He only has the moror for the karpas. Yivarech alav b'tibul rishoin b'ayir pi adama. He should make a b'ayir pi adama by the first dipping. The al achilas moror. He should also make his bracha of al achilas moror as well. U'batibul hasheni, and in the second dipping, yitbelenu b'charoises v'yachlenu b'li bracha. Dip it in the charoises without a bracha. So he's doing things a little out of order because of the lack of the karpas vegetable that he doesn't have. Sif katan chaf hei, that's 25 for the English edition. Ein lo yirokos, he doesn't have any vegetables. D'lechatchila tzarech liyais hakarpas mimin she'einoi mechameches minimor. Ideally, the karpas should not be one of the five species that we use for moror. Ukedel, as we learned earlier. Sifkarn chavav va'alachilas moror. He makes the bracha alachilas moror. D'iafshar bazeh linhoi kimoi bishar pamim. He cannot accost himself like he does normally, when he has karpas and then moror, lecho b'li bracha levarich alachilas moror, to eat the hadama without achilas moror, because this is really his moror, and then eat a kazayis of the matzah. The achas shegavar mile kreisay mimenu, because after he already filled up his stomach with the moror koydum lachein b'li bracha enei hagon levarich achakach. It's not appropriate to make a bracha afterwards. In other words, like this. He only has one vegetable. The vegetable he has is the moror. So now he's using this moror for his karpas as well. So how can he go ahead, eat this hadama, the vegetable, for karpas? Later on, he'll make a special bracha of alachilas moror. It just doesn't make sense. He can't do that. So therefore, you make your alachilas moror in the first place, when you eat the karpas as well, because you don't have any prose junction in your town. Al kein, therefore, yivarech betchila, you make the first, the bracha al achilas maror. Then, v'oichel mimenu ma'at l'shem karpas. And you eat a little of it for karpas. V'einu yochol lecho l'shem mitzvah smaror, d'lechatchila be'inan matzah v'hada maror. We cannot eat any yochalecho l'shei mitzvah maror. You can't eat it really for maror. Why? Because ideally we need to have the matzah and then the maror in the order of the Seder night. First we have the matzah, we wash, we have the matzah, and then the maror. Kedechsev, as it says in the pasuk, al matzah is umroirim. First it says matzah, then it says maror. Mikomokoyim, nonetheless, habracha einu levatola. The bracha is not in vain. Because when you eat the karpas, now this karpas is moror. You're making your alachilas moror, and your intention is going on the moror that you'll be eating after the matzah. Is that clear? Right? The question is, what about I'm saying this the haggadah meantime? That's not called an interruption. This is important that we should be careful. I think it's one of the second or third time the Mishneh Berurah and the Mechaber Amah mentioned, don't have other conversations that don't pertain to the Seder. You want to talk to the wonderful people at the table about other topics, that's after by the Shulchan Aruch. But now when we're doing the mitzvahs, we have to make sure we focus on the mitzvahs. Don't have any, that could be a hefsek. That could be an interruption because it has nothing to do with the brachas and the mitzvahs. Okay, we are now continuing in Sif Karn Chav Zayin.
Question.
Yes, please. Siv kodn chav zayin v'tibol hashenit v'lenu. Then in the second dipping, we dip in the karpas, this which is the maror in the charoisis. Haynu achilas maror. This is the eating of the maror. She'achar kezayis matzah yit v'lenu b'charoisis, which is after we eat the matzah, we dip it into the charoisis. The kevin shemaror ze oichel kedei l'kayim mitzvahs maror. Since this maror now, the real maror, we're doing this to eat it, to fulfill our obligation of eating maror, tzorech letalu b'charoisis, uchadin maror ba'alma, we're obligated to dip it into the charoisis, like any other din of the maror.
Even though it doesn't have a bitterness like maror? Like,
no, this is maror. This is the real maror. V'tzorech lecho gam kein kezayis mitam zeh. We have to eat a kezayis also. No, we're talking about using maror for karpats. And now we're using the maror for the maror. Right. It's confusing which way we're going here.
Okay, but the first time we use
it without a bracha. Why is that? What do you mean we eat without a bracha? What does that mean? Shiyotzu bebechas bayir pi adama v'alachilas maror sheberech alachilas maror harishoina. Because you already made your bracha earlier by the karpas, and you're using the maror for karpas. So you already have fulfilled your obligation of making the brachas. The da, we have to know. The harbi poiskim cholkim al zeh. What we're going to do now is make a 180. We just explained one approach, now we're turning it a different direction. Uleditu tfei odiv bazeh, l'chavim b'achidas morah harishoina, l'kai mitzas morah. Let me explain like this. Now he's saying, many poiskim say that by the first eating of the karpas, we should have in mind to fulfill our obligation of eating the maror. Kevin shemavarech oz asher kiddushonu. Why is that? Because we're making a bracha asher kiddushonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu al achilas maror, that Hashem commanded us to eat the maror, which is the rabbanon, but we're not discussing that. So therefore, uledidhu chayiv lechol af oz kezayis. At that time, by the first bracha, I have to eat a kezayis of the maror, v'litbol b'charoisis k'din maror, and dip it in the charoisis like the maror. U'maror hasheni, the second maror, she'oicha b'loy bracha hu l'shem karpas ba'alma, vein mechuyev lecho kezayis. The second time I'm eating the maror, it is for the karpas. So once again, what's the case? The case is, there are no other vegetables for karpas besides maror. So when I come to karpas, is the first karpas maror, or is the first karpas karpas? Or is the second karpas maror? Sounds confusing. If you're getting confused, I'm also getting confused. Okay? So now we're saying that the first karpas, it has the status of the maror. Why? Because you're making the bracha. Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvayisof, Hashem commanded us to eat the maror. Therefore, the first karpas has the status of maror, the second karpas is the maror, is the karpas. V'ein tzarech litbol gam kein dafka b'charoisis, and the second time you don't have to dip it in the charoisis, or b'chaymitz, or mei melech namisagi. Vinegar or salt water is also sufficient, u'kidol el b'simen tofayin gimel, leaning karpas. Okay, let's continue to siv gimel. Bolo matzo, yotzo, a person, he swallows matzah. We are in Siman Tov Ayin Hey Sif Gimel.
317
in the English edition. Bola matzah yotza. Person swallows matzah, swallows it. In other words, he's not chewing. You ever see, like, you know, sometimes a child just, it's gone.
Bolted down.
That's what we're talking about now. We're not talking about etiquette. We're talking about what the person did. Avalim bola maror lo yotza. You swallow the maror. It's like rip off the bandit on the hair. You do it really fast. So you figure if you get it down very fast, you'll be fine. He has not fulfilled his obligation if he swallows the maror. Why is that? The tam maror be'in of aleka, because there has to be a taste of the maror, and there wasn't any. V'afilin bolo matzah u'maror b'ke'echad. What happens if you swallow the matzah and the maror at the same time? Yidei matzah yotzo, one has fulfilled his obligation of eating matzah. However, yidei maror lo yotzo, he has not fulfilled his obligation of maror. If you wrap it up with a vine or something, like a branch of the tree or something, that a branch, the klipa, the shell of it. He has not even fulfilled his obligation of matzah, because when you wrap something up, then that's not the way you eat things. Just to explain what that means, let's say on in Yom Kippur, a person has to take medicine. Medically, you have to take something. Whatever it might be. And let's say it has a good taste to it, whatever it might, I'm not discussing those halachas so much. If you take it and put it in a tissue, wrap it in a thin tissue, and then you swallow it, that's not a problem, that's not called achila. And because you didn't, that's not the way we eat something. Don't choke on it. Okay, then we have different problems. Okay. Siv kodn chavtes in the Mishnah Brura.
So in other words, it's directly to eat matzah.
We'll see that when we get to it more. Siv kodn chavtes, that's number 29 in the English. Bola matzah yatza, a person who swallows matzah, he's fulfilled his obligation, b'di'eved, says the Mishnah Brura. It's not the ideal way of doing it, but he has fulfilled his obligation. The gamze mikri achila, because this is also called achila. Afa pishaloi lo'osa, even though he didn't chew it, v'lo higish ta matzah, and he did not taste the matzah. Nonetheless, he still fulfilled his obligation. V'afa gav dil'el, even though we learned earlier, right? The paskin and the ein yoitzin b'mavushul, that you do not fulfill your obligation, let's say with matzah bry, with cooked matzah. Mishum din is batel ta matzah, because the taste of matzah is not there anymore. So hakam over here, we're saying you do fulfill your obligation when the taste of matzah is not there, but earlier, when the taste of matzah is not there, you don't fulfill your obligation. Amot tzarech ta matzah. So you see, you have to taste the matzah. That's the question. Yesh loimar. The answer is, the hosom goro, over there it's worse. The hapas v'asma ibda ta matzah. The actual matzah itself is gone. It's not matzah anymore. It's, well, call it matzah bray. Whatever you did to it, you cooked it. Here it has the taste of matzah. He just didn't taste it in his mouth. This is only b'di'evid. This is only if you did it. If you swallowed the matzah, you still fulfill your obligation. Ideally, you should definitely chew it up to the point where you taste it in your mouth. Sif cotton lamid. The tam mor be'inon. If a person swallows the moror without chewing it, he has not fulfilled his obligation because he has to taste the moror. She yargish hamerirus befiv. He has to taste the bitterness in his mouth. Zecher, as a remembrance, vayimoru eschayehem, as it says that they bittered their lives. The Egyptians, the Mitzrayim, bitter our lives. I'm just asking a question. I don't really have an answer. I mean, I would assume, if it's passing through my mouth, I would have thought I'm getting some of that bitterness, but apparently that's not the bitterness that we need. Sif kot namen alif. I hear what you're saying, but even chew it more, it gets into the mouth more. Okay. Sif kot namen alif, yidei matzah yotzo. Now, what's this case here? If he takes the two together, and he swallows them both, so he has fulfilled his obligation of eating matzah. V'lo yamrina, we don't say, d'mevata lei hamor le matzah. We don't say that the moror nullifies the taste of the matzah. He's fulfilled his obligation of the matzah. D'lo shayach bitul ela k'shelo yason mis'arvin b'yachad. We only say that it nullifies the other food when they chew it and it gets mixed up together. But in the case, when they didn't chew it, each one is by itself. Now, what happens if you wrap it with a sieve? What is a sieve? Sieve cotton lamed beis. It's the shell, the outer peel. I have a nice English word there for this?
The sheath.
The sheath, okay. If you know what a sheath is. Which grows around the palm tree, the dekel, the tree. Sifkat lama gimel, lefisha ein, why is this not good if you wrap it up? Lefisha ein, it's not derech achila, it's not the way one eats. Vimkora chamatz bedover maichol abola. What happens if you take a seaweed? Seaweed is edible. For those who like the sushi, right? The seaweed. What happens if you take seaweed, for example, and you wrap your matzah and your mar together, and then you swallow it? Yotza, it's good. You fulfill. Why? Because it's edible. Afal pisha yesh hefsik bein hamatzah l'groino. Even though there's a separation between your throat and the food, kevan sheshneim mini maichol derech achila bikach. They're both food. That seaweed. I know some people think it's not edible. You know, that's why you stay away from sushi.
But it doesn't interrupt the taste.
Well, right. So hopefully the assumption is you can get by the matzah, by the mar you won't fulfill it. Yeah. By the matzah we're saying it doesn't make that separate. It's not big, too much of a separation because you're still getting that matzah down. B'di'evet, ex post facto, it's not ideal. But it still works. The point is that seaweed in this example is a food. The reason why if you take it with that sheaf, it's not good is because it's not edible. You swallowed it, you digested it, but it's not edible. So since it's not edible, it makes that separation. When it's something which is edible, it's not a problem. B'di'evet, ex post facto. Siv dalid in the mechaber. The Mechaber says, "Ochal matzah b'lei kavana." Now, this is a very interesting case. Person eats matzah without kavana, without intending to fulfill his obligation to eat matzah, which we have. His obligation to eat matzah. Kigoyim, what's the case? She'on suhu nochrim, oy listim lechol. You have people who force him. They shove it down his throat. Yotza yidei chayvasa. He has fulfilled his obligation. We have to explain why that is. Kevan shu yedeya shehalayla Pesach. Since he knows the night is Pesach, that night is Pesach. Veshu chayev ba'achilas matzah. So, and he's chayev to eat matzah. So when the goyim force him to eat that matzah, he has fulfilled his obligation. Okay, we'll see. Explain more in the Mishnah Brura. However, Aval im huhaya savor shuchol, if he thought it was a weekday, or she'ein zu matzah, or he didn't realize this is matzah, lo yotza, then he has not fulfilled his obligation of eating matzah. Sif katan lamed dalid in the Mishnah Brura. Ochol matzah b'lei kavana. If he eats matzah without kavana, he has fulfilled his obligation. Va'afal gav, the question is, the mitzvah tzrichas kavana kedalal v'simin samach sif dalid. There's an obligation, as we learned many times, I mentioned this, that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, when you do a mitzvah d'oraisa and eating the matzah on the Seder night is a mitzvah d'oraisa, we have to have kavana, that we are coming to fulfill our obligation from Torah law. So here he's not doing that. So how does he fulfill his obligation? Even more so, here he doesn't want to eat. He definitely is not intending to fulfill his obligation. What's the case? The case is they hold him down and they put it down his throat. They force it down him. They don't put the hand down the throat, but they make him chew the matzah. And he's fulfilled it.
Right, he's fulfilled it.
So either way, you're saying he's fulfilled.
He can have the intent to say, well, I'm going to fulfill it.
Oh, but he's not. He didn't have intent to fulfill it.
But he can,
but we're saying he didn't, though. Uh-huh. And but yet he still fulfills his obligation. So why did he fulfill his obligation when he didn't have kavan, the intent? So the answer is, tirtza mefarshim, midi da'achila, because in regards to food, midi da'achila, sh'al korchoi nene groinoi odif tvei miskavin domi. Because he's enjoying it. There's a level of appreciation of the food that he's eating.
It's been shoved down his throat.
It's been shoved down his throat.
He's enjoying it. He's enjoying it. That's right.
Yeah, nonetheless, his throat is still enjoying it. That's to right. some degree.
To some degree.
You know, if anybody wants The doctor over here was sponsored by the new restaurant down the block that just opened up yesterday, two nights ago.
Yeah.
So the point is over here, his throat is enjoying it. Okay, so therefore, it's as if it's kimiskavin dami. It's as if he is having kavana. Vida. They come up paiskim cholkim al ze usvir luhu. Some paiskim disagree and they hold. The lafima de kaim alon de mitzvah sriches kavana. That according to this concept that we hold, that mitzvahs, when you do a commandment, you have to have intent to fulfill it. Ein lechaleg bein midi de achila l'shar mitzvahs. We should not differentiate between the food that we eat and other mitzvahs. The Prichadish says, no. In this case, he disagrees with the Mechaber. He disagrees, and he says that if he was forced to have it, even though his throat, let's say he did enjoy something, but if he did not have intent to fulfill his obligation, he has not fulfilled his obligation. So we are up to Sifkat Lamed Hey, and we will pick up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, with Sifkat Lamed Hey. Thank you.